welcome to the Church of the Redeemer's Weekly Podcast. We pray that you will enjoy this week's sermon, and we hope that you will follow us at www.cotrb.org, and may God continue to bless you.
That through it all, God remains good. God has always been good. God is good today. And God will be good. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for, as Reverend Pyfrom said, inviting us into your presence today. We thank you for another opportunity to worship you. Holy Spirit, we pray that you would remain with us through your preaching. Jesus, say to us what we need to hear. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Amen, family. Our scripture reading on this morning comes from Psalm 23. If you would join me there, I'll be reading the 23rd Psalm. I'll be reading from the King James Version. It may be titled for some a Psalm of David as your heading. And it reads this way: The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. And we want to focus in on this part, the beginning of verse 5. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Lord, we thank you for your word. Have your way. Amen. Brothers and sisters, the words of Psalm 23 are among the most familiar passages in Scripture. And I think that I am among the many others who were taught these words at a young age. But I had little idea, really, what the words meant. And I especially didn't know much about what it meant to have to deal with enemies. I didn't realize that even then, all those years ago, these words were sowing seeds of comfort, of confidence, and teaching me that God was always setting me up and preparing a table for me in the presence. And that's our theme for this morning, for this word, our focused thought. In the presence. Family, where do you go when you're being hunted down like an animal? What do you do, church, when the bloodhounds of life have picked up on your scent and are chasing you into unknown territory? What do you say when the hoses and the hounds have you pinned up against the wall and the crowds are looking on but unable to help? What, my sister, what do you recall to mind when you sense that you are being led through the darkest valley? When you know that the enemy is seeking whom he may devour. The enemy is on the prowl like a roaring lion. The enemy has you marked as a target. When your skin color or your name makes you one of them, and there's nowhere for you to hide, how do you encourage yourself? On this Communion Sunday, we bring our questions and our concerns to the table of the Lord. And I know we're not all here in the same place. We're not all here gathered in the sanctuary. And I know, I hear you, that there are no deacons this Sunday walking up and down through the pews serving the elements. And I know that there are no white linens prepared lovingly by the deaconess laid out on the table, but we are in communion. We are in communion with one another and with the Lord our God. Communion is about fellowship. Communion is about relationship. It is the time for us to be in the presence of Jesus, who taught us to do this in remembrance of me. Today at the table, we remember Jesus. We remember Jesus' sacrifice at the table. We remember that he died for the sins of the world at the table. We remember that he was a substitution to pay the price for our sins that we could not pay. We remember that Jesus was always serving. We remember that Jesus was the one who made preparations to sit with his beloved disciples for a final meal. And even then, in his last days, he was preparing them for what would be next. One of the acts of care and love that my husband gives to our family is the setting of the table. I love to see the table set for the holidays, and I like to do it. I like to set the table for birthdays and for special celebration, but he does it, Reverend Pipeframe, on ordinary days. He does it, not like me, without announcing it for points. Everything is set in anticipation ahead of time for what we might need when we come to the table. And it's wonderful. It's wonderful to come into a sanctuary. It's wonderful to come into a dining room. It's wonderful to come into a kitchen and to see that it's all done. Come on, church. And to see that all you have to do is sit down and enjoy. Now that's love. That, my friends, is friendship. And that is the way that David is describing the Lord in verse 5 of this psalm, of Psalm 23. So as we hear these words, we remember that the Lord has always been aware of what we need and has always been preparing the way for us, even in our darkest hours. Hear the word of the Lord. You prepare, David said, a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Let's walk through the words. You, David says, you. This psalm, this song of David was written to the Lord God Yahweh, the proper name of the God of Israel. David says, you. Let us remember who is you. David begins this psalm, verses 1, 2, 3, by referring to God as he. He said, the Lord is my shepherd, he. He was writing in those verses as if he was writing lyrics for all of us to sing together. You know, it's the way many of our testimonies begin, talking about God, he. But somewhere along the way, if you're sharing your testimony, if you're in the midst of a prayer, if you're thinking about the goodness of the Lord, somewhere along the way, somewhere in the midst of our meditation on who Yahweh is, your he will turn to you if you know him. You are with me. David says, Lord, you protect me. You comfort me. It's you, God. our awareness of who God is. You. Our gratitude snatches our attention and our focus from the heap and turns our love and our words to God. You, Lord, it's you. David said, you, God, verse 5, you prepare. What are you talking about, David? You prepare, you arrange in order. It's like how the priest set the altar up for all of the offerings on behalf of the people, the offerings to the Lord. That's what prepare in scripture means to arrange or to set up the army for battle by arranging the weapons. Hear the word of the Lord. Prepare to arrange the weapons, to make something ready, to make someone ready. Lord, you prepare, you make it ready. What is it? Lord, you make me ready. Lord, you're making us ready. Lord, your people, you're getting us ready. You're preparing. You're ordering. You're arranging for our freedom, Lord God. You're setting up our equality, oh God, with your weapons laid on the table. Your resources, oh Lord, you prepare. You are the one who prepares us. And it's all there, Lord God. David said, you prepare what, Deacon George? You prepare a table. Hallelujah. You prepare a table when we come in to commune together. We thank God for the table that's been set up with care. But you know, and I know, that is what's on the table that matters the most. Hallelujah. I'm sure my family appreciates a nice tablecloth. I'm sure they appreciate the time that's gone in to set up the table beautifully and with care. But what they're really waiting for, hallelujah, is they're looking forward to the spread. Yes, they are. They're looking forward to what's been spread out on the table. When you come into commune, are you looking forward to what's been laid out, been spread out on the table? The NET, another translation says, you prepare a feast before me in plain sight of my enemies. What kind of God do we serve? The one who prepares a feast for us. You prepare a table. You prepare the resources. You prepare the weapons, oh God, that we would need. And you prepare the feast, the feast. That's the bounty. What's at the table? It's the wine and the bread. It's the loaves and the fish. That's the table, church. And David said, Lord, you prepare the table. Not us. Oh, God, you prepare the table. Not the government. You prepare the table. Not leaders. You, oh, God, prepare the table. Thank you, Lord. And David says, you do it before me. You, Lord, prepare a table, and you've got the nerve to do it before me. Before, what does that mean? Before, you do it before us in time. You know, the God of forever, the God who was in the beginning, the God who's always been. You do it before us in time. Lord, you prepare. You do it in the seconds. You do it in the minutes. You do it in the weeks and months. You do it in the days and years ahead of us, oh God. You prepare the table. You lay out the spread of what we need before we even get to the need, oh God. You've already fashioned and formed what we need and laid it out, oh God, so that when we get to the table, it's already there. Thank you, God. But not only do you prepare it before us, before we get there, oh God, but you do it before us. You do it, oh God, you prepare the table before us, right in front of us, Reverend Pipham, before our very eyes. Do you know this, God? Have you ever kept your eyes, church, on the Lord to see what he's doing in your presence? Have you ever kept your eyes on the Lord to see what he's doing right around you? Have you been watching the news so much, or are you paying attention to what the Lord is doing? Have you ever, church, been bold enough to ask the Lord, just show me a glimpse of what you're doing? Show me a little bit about how you lay the cloth, oh God. Show me a little bit about how you set the table. Is there anybody who's seen him setting a spread for you? Have you ever seen the Lord move ahead of you? Before me, O Lord, David said, you prepare the spread. You prepare the table before me, and you do it right here, O God, right here in 2020. Lord, you're setting the table before us right here in the midst of the chaos. You're setting the table before us right here with their boots on our neck. You're still setting the table, Lord, right here. And now in this diseased world, Lord, you still prepare a table, Lord God, because you said that you do it in the presence of my enemies. You said, oh God, that you prepare a table in the presence of my adversaries, in the presence of those things that bind us, in the presence of those things that tie us up, in the presence of what afflicts us, oh God, you continue to prepare a table. Again and again, the Lord has sustained us. Yes, he is. It's been the Lord that's been keeping us. And he's been doing it right there in the midst of our enemies looking at us. In the same way, church, that the Lord prepares the table before us for us to see so that we can experience his glory and his love. You know what? Guess what? The Lord is using that as a witness in this world. In the same way that the Lord is preparing the table, the resources, the weapons that we need for us right before our very eyes, don't you know that the Lord is revealed to this world and our witness comes through our enemies looking at how the Lord is setting the spread for us? We become the testimony to the world that God will provide. He's blessing us and showing them who he is at the same time. So don't you cover up what the Lord is doing for you. He'll put your enemy to shame, church, but not so that we can boast, not so that you can boast, not so that I can boast, but for his name's sake. David was on the run. He was being chased and hunted, and that was a threat against his very life. Anybody know about a threat against your life? Maybe you've never been chased into a cave like Brother David by a father figure named Saul, but maybe you were bullied in school. Maybe you were chased across the tracks. Maybe you've been terrified to come and to go. Maybe you've been the subject of unholy chatter at work or in your family, and maybe you felt maybe once or twice like everyone was against you. Or maybe none of these things. Maybe you just live in this world. You do know you have an enemy. You do know as a child of the king you have an adversary. Maybe you just realize, even maybe just right now, that we all have an enemy who is looking to steal our joy. He's looking to kill our confidence. And he's looking to destroy this community. Our enemy is sin, the evil in this world. Our enemies are spiritual. And so we fight. Remember that table that's been spread? We fight with the weapons of our warfare, but they're not carnal. They're mighty through the pulling down of strongholds. The Bible says we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, focus on the enemy, but against principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places. Which weapons are you picking up? So let's be careful when we come to the table. Let's be careful that we come to the right table. Who's setting the table for you? Whose resources have you been picking up to fight the good fight of faith? Are you picking up the right weapons for this fight, Christian? But no matter your enemy, no matter who's coming against you, no matter who's pursuing you like David, the protection and the provision comes from the Lord. Yeah. And he doesn't just do it in the secret place. He does it out in the open. The table is for all the world to see. He doesn't have to wait until you get into some isolated place. The audacious and bold God of heaven and earth will set you up right in the middle of it. God doesn't need to wait until the sins of the world have evaporated. He's the God of right now, right here. He's preparing a table for you. And because of that, we will fear no evil. Because if you prepared the table for us, Lord, then it means you must be in the room. You see them coming against us, oh God. And you know how to take good, good care of me. That's good news today. We are already victorious. You won't just survive the danger and the pursuit, but your good shepherd, your friend, has set the table so that you can rest, so that you can recover, so that you can celebrate the victory even if you don't see it yet. Even if the enemy help is still on the way, your table has already been set. Well, tell me, preacher, what's the table? What's on the table? Well, the Lord has put his blessings on the prepared table. The table is there for you when your labor in the Lord feels like it's in vain and our preaching and our words feel weak. Lord, you prepare a table and it's spread with hope. What's on the table, preacher, when our minds can't understand what's happening? You remind us that you set peace on the table and you did it in the presence of chaos. When sadness overwhelms us, and it will, you call us to the table to remember that you set joy on the table in the midst of our pain. And David said, you put your oil on the table. Hallelujah for your anointing oil. And that must mean, Lord, that you're there with us in the middle of this, because it said you picked it up and you touched us and you anointed our head with oil. Don't you know, brothers and sisters, that the Lord has set the table for you and that he wants to anoint you for what's next? He wants to empower us for what's next. And you don't have to know what that is, because God does. And David said, my cup, your cup is full. How full is it? It's so full. How full is it? It's so full that it runs over. Your grace, oh God, the grace is sufficient. Your grace is on the table, and your strength is made perfect in our weakness. You're right. You're right, my sister. You don't have enough. You're right, church. We don't have enough to fight this fight, but he has enough. He has enough to fight through you, so pick up the cup. Pick up the cup and drink. Drink from the well. Drink from the well that never runs dry. We don't know where to go. We don't know how we're going to get there. People of God, we don't know if we're moving in the right direction, because the enemy is shouting murderous threats. But God, you call us to come to the table where you set up yourself, the Holy Ghost, to empower us, to give us instruction and correction for your protection and your provision. Your presence is already there at the table. You prepare a table for us in the presence of our enemies. This is, church, this is the God we serve. He's the God of the mountaintop, but thanks be to God, he's also the God of the valley. This God, our God, this is the one who tells you, soldier, come on and sit down at the table. I know your enemy's standing by, but I got you. And just for a little while, church, we need to know this is just for a little while. The Lord will keep preparing a table for us in the presence of our enemies. But don't you know, thanks be to God, that one day the table will be prepared. One day the table will still be set, but it won't be in the presence of our enemies anymore. Well, what are you talking about, preacher? I'm talking about the by and by, when the morning comes, when all the saints of God are gathered at home, and we will tell the story of how we overcome, and we'll understand it better by and by. One day we'll come to the table and sit down with our Lord, but our enemies won't be in the presence, but our God will be there. And it'll be soon, and very soon, we're coming to see our King. So take heart, trouble won't last always. One day there'll be a feast like we've never seen before. This table and that table lined up from here to there. And the Lord will be with us in that day. And we'll see him face to face. And there will be no more enemies present. And there'll be no more crying. And there'll be no more dying. And there'll be no more tears. And the Lord will wipe away every tear from our eyes. So hold on, church. Hold on, child of God. Come to the table that's been set by the Lord. He's got everything you need laid out there with care. It's set for you already. So come when you get there. What you need will be waiting. But know if you love him and you serve him, one day your enemies will be gone and you will love the Lord together in communion, and you will be there in his presence. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory for the things that he has done, for the things that he will do. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you. We thank you that you're not just our protector, but you are our provider. We thank you, oh God, that you hold back the enemy, but you allow them to see how you've been blessing us. Thank you for using our lives as a witness, oh God, a witness of your magnificent care. Oh, how you love us, Lord, that you set the table and tell us to sit down and enjoy. We thank you, God, for your word. We thank you for the witness. We thank you for dying for us, Jesus, for access to eternal life in you. And Lord, we can't wait for the table that is to come in the by and by. But until then, oh God, we won't forsake your table here. Thank you for equipping us for this fight and this journey. And we give it all to you. Hallelujah, God who knows and God who cares. Amen. 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 If you're on the call, if you're watching, if you're whatever in the presence, and you want to know this God, the God who will set the spread for you, the God who asks you to give nothing but your life, and you've not done that, you've not yet committed your life to this Jesus, he already paid the perfect price for you. So salvation is a gift. There's nothing you can do to earn it, but he's here offering it to you today. Are you listening? Are you watching? You need a savior. Yes, you do. You need to be rescued. Yes, you do. The sin of this world will take you out. But guess what? We've got the victory in Jesus. So come on to the winning side. Come and be taken care of by the Master. Come, let the Good Shepherd be your Lord and your teacher. If you are listening and you want that life, tell him, Lord, I need you. Lord, save me. I'm a sinner. But I thank you for the gift of salvation. Just tell him, confess your sins, and he will save you. Today, you don't have to be in a church to be rescued. You can enter into eternal life right now, right where you are, in the presence of the Most High God. The Holy Spirit will come and be with you. When Jesus left, he said, I leave you not alone. I leave you with my Holy Spirit, your teacher, the advocate, the one who will encourage, instruct, and correct you. And so no matter where you are, if you're feeling alone, you don't have to be. You can always be in his presence. In the presence of the Lord is the fullness of joy. And at his right hand are pleasures forever, unending pleasures, unceasing joy, never-ending peace. It's all available to you. And Christian, if you've gone away from him and you need to come home, come on home. He's holding his arms wide open, waiting for you. No matter what you've done, he's available to you. Tell him you love him. He's loved you forever. Come on, whatever it may be. Come into his arms. Come and sit at the table and get what you need. Put down your weapons and pick up his. Oh God, we thank you for salvation. We thank you for restoration. We thank you for reconciliation. And we see it coming. It's on the way. We thank you, God of eternity, that you already know. And so we trust you. We trust you and we love you. In Jesus' name, amen.